Lesson 1, Segment 7. In this segment, you'll learn about the observer as a means to shift perspective, the permanence of the observer self, and how the observer exercise works. The observer is the awareness that you are the traveler moving through changing circumstances. We're going to experience and play with this together rather than just discuss it in theory in the next segment. So how do you see through the eyes of the observer? Well, the exercise you're going to do next is one that you really should do every day as you get used to the practical applications of the class. Remember, lesson 1 is mostly about theory and how Envision was created and how it works, etc. And then we really get into it by doing it. The best way, of course, to learn this is to do it and experience it for yourself. And the exercise you're going to do is really the first step in knowing and experiencing firsthand the first step to the creating of the container for the active imagination part of Envision. It signals the unconscious that it's holding space for the images and information that the process requires. Doing this next exercise will enable you to experience the self with a capital S that is the pure, unwavering awareness that essentially hovers above your small self, your personality identified self that we refer to as the ego. So the self with a capital S, well, that's the observer self. It's a higher self. It's not self-conscious, rather it's self-aware. I'm going to say this again. The self with a capital S, well, that one is the observer self. This higher self is not self-conscious, rather it's self-aware. There's a difference. The ego is self-conscious, the observer is self-aware. One is more personality, the other is pure consciousness or awareness that transcends the identified self. And that's really important in Envision, and it's the easiest thing to do to get there. And let's begin with how the exercise will work. You're going to start by observing your physical surroundings. Then the elements of the five senses come into play. Hearing, taste, touch, smell, spatial perception, and then physical symptoms in your body. Then you shift again by paying attention to your thoughts as an exercise in mindfulness. And when we do this, we experience a different form of identifying. The more you practice, the more you'll recognize the subtle sensation of permanence. This is the important quality of the observer self, detached and neutral, yet always there. The observer self is stable and it's permanent when everything else changes. We're going to do the exercise next.